From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Mason, September 2nd. Five things on the tape worth your attention this morning. Let's get into it. First, from Bloomberg Markets. Continental Reinsurance plans Botswana's first IPO in almost a decade. Next, second, from Bloomberg Markets. Where bond yields are heading as energy prices rise. Highlights from Bloomberg TV as contributors shed light on how rising energy prices are driving bond yields higher across markets and traders reposition in anticipation of further challenges. Meanwhile, the yield on 30-year U.S. government bonds have climbed back to levels seen just before Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent expanded a buyback program to contain long-term borrowing costs. Source, Bloomberg. Up next, third, from 10X Research Market Updates. Midterms, the Fed, and Bitcoin. Why September could break the pattern everyone's betting on. Markets have priced in a Fed hike, a Democratic sweep, and a routine September dip, but our models say at least one of those three assumptions is on shaky ground. We dig into the rate math the market may be underestimating, the Senate scenario nobody's pricing correctly, and why this September's playbook might look nothing like 2014, 2018, or 2022. We'd explain which dates matter most for shifting the current 58% probability of a Fed rate hike this month, and how we're positioned. And then, fourth, from the daily upside, biotech is popping. No one seems to care. If a sector rallies in a forest and no one's there to hear it, does it really cash in? Moderna turned investors' heads a few weeks ago after announcing positive results in a late-stage trial for an mRNA melanoma vaccine, with the company's stock jumping a whopping 177% the day of the announcement. The news captured headlines, but a broader biotech rally has been brewing in the background, driven by accelerating consolidation, progress in cancer drug development, and artificial intelligence powering biotech funds to levels not seen since the COVID era. Next, fifth, from the daily upside, will hourly resets seriously spice up leveraged ETFs? Who remembers the psychological thriller Memento from the year 2000? Last month, Defiance ETFs filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission for 16.2x leveraged funds that, unlike existing products in the category that reset daily, would have six intraday execution periods focused on popular single stocks like SpaceX, Meta, and Palantir, as well as the round. Ill memory ETF dram, like the Christopher Nolan film's central character, who has anterograde amnesia and thus cannot make long-term memories, a suite of proposed exchange-traded funds would set hourly. Up next, sixth, from The Market Chronicle. S&P 500 volatility could return as dispersion fades and CTAs may turn sellers. Stocks fell on Tuesday, with the S&P 500 down around 70 bps. Not much has happened in the index since the end of July, and aside from the three-day gamma squeeze following megacap earnings, not much has really happened since June too. In fact, the index closed today at 7,631 versus 7,609 on June 2. Anyway, the point is that there has been almost nothing going on in the market for nearly 3 months. I get the feeling that could be about to change. We are now entering a period where dispersion will be dead. And then, seventh, from Yield Hunting. Yield Hunting September 2026 newsletter. Don't let the debt bogeyman scare you. The yield on the 10-year Treasury is up to 4.5%, a reflection of ongoing geopolitical tensions that are pushing oil prices higher. This uptick is stirring inflation fears, leading to increased expectations for further rate hikes. It's a cycle that's impacting market multiples, making investors a bit jittery. While the headlines might sound alarming, it's important to remember that this isn't a new story. The interplay of these factors has been a consistent theme, and it's worth considering how they might shape the broader economic landscape moving forward. In this environment, staying informed is key. The debt narrative can feel daunting, but it's crucial to focus on the long-term perspective rather than getting lost in the noise. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. Next, eighth, from Zero Hedge, authored by Kimberly Hayek via The Epoch Times. A federal judge ruled on Monday that New York cannot enforce a 2024 state law that sought to impose an estimated $75 billion in charges on carbon-emitting companies for allegedly causing climate damage between 2000 and 2018. Federal judge blocks New York from enforcing $75 billion climate superfund law. Chief U.S. D. District Judge Brenda Sands in Syracuse, New York, sided with 22 Republican state attorneys general, as well as industry groups including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, in finding the state measure preempted by federal law. Up next, 9th, from Zero Hedge, Trump mentions tapping the older stuff while dismissing reports of missile shortages. The below Trump exchange with reporters in the Oval Office on Monday seems a tacit admission from the commander-in-chief that yes, the United States is running out of Stanf munitions. Several military leaders have reportedly told Hegseth that a prolonged, large-scale operation in Iran weakens our ability to confront threats elsewhere, including the homeland. Have you heard that? Trump, we're very respected. Nobody else would be crazy enough to do it. We have unlimited amounts of older stuff. And then, 10th, from Zero Hedge, feedstock is not fuel, why Venezuelan crude is no near-term fix. Authored by former CIA officer Larry Johnson, my friend, Carl Miller, is out with a great piece that exposes Trump's claims about Venezuelan oil as a massive case of gaslighting. I am summarizing his piece, which is titled Venezuela Oil, the Physical Barrel and the Capital Bill, because it is not publicly available via a link. That's the read. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.